It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Thanks for joining us today. Every Thursday at 9, we talk about news events and talk to people related to Lincoln County government and county government and work in our community. And one of those individuals is with us today. It's Carolyn Bauman. Carolyn, you're already warmed up.
Hello, Casey. It's Caroline Bauman again, and I'm switching hats for this particular show.
Well, you were just on the radio with Community Forum there for half an hour. So I said to Bernice that, well, you're warmed up, but I'm going to have to get warmed up here.
That's in a way, and in a way, I'm like many people that do volunteer work in the community.
Well, I'm going to try, Carolyn, and what I'm hoping today that we can maybe, as Connections is new to Yaquina Bay Communications, talk about the Economic Development Alliance in just very general terms and maybe bring the community into the fold if they haven't or are unaware of what you're doing and what economic development really means in a kind of a watered-down way today.
I'd be happy to.
Great. And Carolyn, before we get started, I did want to remind our listeners that our transit bus system has had schedule changes. So from north to south county, east to west, or east rather, and back, those changes affect mostly our blue line on the transit system. Just wanted to let you know if you're out waiting for the bus and maybe it's showing up at a different time, please be aware that the schedules are on the Lincoln County website. You can take a look at that, and that was effective as of Saturday. So schedules on the website. And if you're listening and just joining us now, Carolyn Bauman, she's the director of the Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. That website is coastbusiness.info, and we'll probably be referring to some things that you'll find there on a very robust, informative website. In fact, Carolyn, in my hand right now, I'm holding the long-range plan. And I've just found it interesting.
Yeah.
You know? Casual reading for me.
Yeah, that is one of the what I would call the major parts of our mission that the county has given our organization is to help with strategic planning, to help with long range planning, and we have been doing that through the website and through gaining input from the community at our economic summit that we hold every other year.
You know, you and I seem like we, each time we get together, we go, gosh, public outreach, how important it is. And do you ever feel like when you introduce yourself to folks, do they understand it? Because to me, economic development has all these pieces. It's kind of this fine balance of interrelated things that need to happen for economic development to happen. And how do you describe to folks basically what you do, say, at a cocktail party?
Well, I'll tell you something, Casey. It is a kind of a difficult thing to describe in a nutshell because what I have found, and I've been on the job about over four and a half years now, it's very site-specific. Mm. So what might be needed in a place like Bend where they need to, they have attracted some large companies. They attracted Facebook and Apple. Mm-hmm. But what Lincoln County needs might be and normally would be very different. Even though we're interested in high tech, we're more likely to attract small entrepreneurs. So that is the direction where we would see how can we attract and support smaller entrepreneurs that are more likely to have their business here.
And individuals, if they're interested in moving into the community or looking to diversify perhaps even their workforce or all these dynamic things that go into the equation, people can call you, right? I mean, they can call you as an individual
yes.
and ask about these types of
oh,
things.
Oh, yes, yes. 541-961-3837. I am a very small one-person shop, so I may not, get the call right away. But I do try to, discuss. And actually, I am a resource for information. And I do get those type of calls all the time.
I guess the reason that I mention that is last Friday, for example, at Newport's Chamber, Derek Tokos. He's the economic development manager for City of Newport, and he was talking about what you're calling the economic opportunity analysis, and your name was mentioned as a person on that steering committee, and just want folks to realize that you're not always just running around in these committees and you know, talking in these groups where you're not accessible, because you're a very accessible person.
Well, thank you. I would like to be that.
Yeah.
And I'm also, I want to commend Newport for being very proactive, and the city itself has taken a real big interest in its own future and its and what would economic development mean here. And so it was fun to try to help the city discover its vision for its economic development future, and I think they came up with a really good document.
Okay. Well, we're talking to Carolyn Bauman. She's the director of the Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. Maybe we can demystify economic development more if you come back and join us in a quick moment right after this break.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
Usually, you discover something's wrong with your heating system just when you need it the most. If your furnace or heat pump has failed to perform, call Snidecker Heating and Air Conditioning for fast, efficient service. Snidecker Heating services all major brands of heating systems, furnaces, gas fireplaces, heat pumps, and water heaters. Snidecker Heating is also a Rheem equipment dealer. Snidecker Heating and Air Conditioning, Newport. Snidecker Heating and Air. Phone 265-3030. CCB 196-410.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome back to the program. This is Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. This is a regular program on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP every Thursday at 9. On the program today, Carolyn Bauman, we're talking about economic development, trying to wrap our head around what sometimes may be more of a complicated subject than it seems. And Carolyn, you're working with the public, working with the potential businesses that would like to relocate here, but of course working with businesses that are already here. And the workshops, was it the GCAP workshop? Was that the right acronym for that you were doing?
It provided two different all-day workshops this fall. This is the fall that we do not do the big economic summit, so we did some things that were serving small businesses along with the Small Business Development Center. The first of them was called the Governor's Roadshow, and a whole bunch of state agencies like ODOT and the Department of Transportation, I should say, and some of the state procurement agencies came and said, how can small businesses work with the state in its needs, fulfilling its needs, and especially helped with minority women-owned and veteran-owned and extremely small businesses. And there's all these special things that we can qualify people for. So that was one of them. And the other was on if your business exports and would like to grow that market, or if you're thinking about getting into an export market, we did a special in November, we did a special all-day workshop on that where we brought the export team from the state.
When we think about the earlier days of the Internet, the Economic Development Alliance was really there pushing for improvements of our Internet architecture.
Right.
And now that a lot of that is well established. Now we're seeing you say, hey, here you can bring your products and services to a larger audience. How's that going for people? I know it's huge with the internet now.
Well, it is huge, and it, you know, we still have the county telecom committee, which Lieutenant Landers and a lot of our what I would call the public safety entities, and building their microwave and radio backbone for what they need to communicate. You know, it's a challenging area that we live in, rural, a lot of topography, a lot of mountains. So there is still work that's very actively going on that our Economic Development Alliance, we're kind of the host of that telecom committee, and we try to assist them with what they need. Sometimes it's grant writing, or sometimes it's just bringing people together to share what they need to comply with licensing and, you know, everything like that.
Right, navigating a lot of the red tape in some cases, possibly.
So we're still active on the telecommunications infrastructure. But in the past, we were very active when the fiber was coming into the county, and our organization was very active, and that was all more before my time. But we still have the presence in the telecom committee, and I would say we still have in our goals that you were referring to earlier, that high-tech technology and telecommunications, just the support of any type of industry that needs that is one of our key strategies. That, you know, economic development is really, you know, all about, you know, raising wealth, keeping it here. I think buy local strategy is a part of our economic development, and also like the export strategy would be bringing wealth in from outside the county, and then with buy local, keeping it here. So we've got a very broad set of strategies, and that's why we have all of these goals on our long-range plan. I think it's a goals that are shared by the entire community, and it's not the work plan of me or my organization, but my work plan does fit into that.
If you're listening to us, we're talking to Carolyn Bauman. She is the director of the Economic Development Alliance in Lincoln County. Please join us. The discussion will continue, and we'll be right back.
Ace is a place when shopping for Christmas. Mills Ace Hardware's two stores in Lincoln City are full of Craftsman tools and accessories. Save money on a Craftsman 104-piece mechanics tool set. On sale today at just $49.99. That's half price. Make it easy to organize the workshop with a Craftsman 5-drawer tool setter. Today, on sale at $99.99. Mills Ace Hardware, two stores in Lincoln City. Ace really is the place for Christmas.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
The job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview.
Yeah. And I've got student loans to deal with.
You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Oregon National Guard, aired by the Oregon Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Call AccuQuote. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. Find out how much you can save. Call AccuQuote now for your free quote right over the phone. 800-654-2071. That's 800-654-2071.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to the program, Lincoln County Connections, talking to Carolyn Bauman. Carolyn, I just have to make a thought here. How's the pulse out there? How does it just feel? Are things moving in a positive direction in general for, the uptick?
Yeah, I think that, and I should mention that one of my duties in my job in representing Lincoln County, I'm kind of an ambassador to the larger world, and I just went to Portland this week to attend the Oregon Business Plan.
A lot of heavy hitters there.
Yeah, right? Heavy hitters, but they had economic reports. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had this large downturn that was quite sudden. We are now taking multiple years to come back, but the upslope is going... The upslope is going in an upwards direction. We've noticed on the local level, I monitor the room tax, and the room tax right now compared to a year ago is has been on the positive side.
Good.
So that's helpful. And we're also looking at reports that have to do with the Portland metro area. In a lot of ways, coastal economic health ties in a bit with the health of the Portland metro region. In terms of tourism and second homes and that sort of thing. So we are reflecting, I think, a little bit that Portland has been recovering faster than the rest of the state.
That Oregon business plan, how does it relate to what's happening here locally?
Well, like our long-range plan, the Oregon business plan creates a strategy for, you know, growing business statewide. And they chose their goals, being one of them being STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math. So they spent a lot of time talking about raising the level of STEM education statewide. Another goal was in, you know, the major industries, the traded sector, and the what you'd call the markets that Oregon is good at, mm-hmm. and growing jobs and incomes is a big part of that too.
Any other highlights? What did the governor have to say?
Well, the governor is he came out slugging in favor of his budget.
Mm-hmm.
He is just now developing a budget that he wants to present to the legislature that's coming right up. So he has the opportunity to talk about his priorities. That wouldn't be unexpected. And he talked, I would say, mostly about education, and health care is also a big interest of his, as he is a doctor. So he's been actively campaigning on behalf of his budget ideas, but he's in a better budget position than he was when he first got elected 2 years ago. So I think that it was pretty upbeat mood.
How many people attend something like this?
This Oregon Business Plan is a one-day thing, 7 a.m. in the morning for the whole day, and it is at the Oregon Convention Center, which is this really huge monstrosity structure. And I would say it was over 1,000.
Wow.
It may have been 2,000. It was very hard for me to estimate.
Well, some of the other things that you work on are with the economic grants through Lincoln County and with your boards.
Yes.
And what's exciting there? I mean, we had a recent round, and those individuals, have they been publicly announced?
No, the decision will be made by the Board of Commissioners, we think, in December. Sometimes it takes until early January, because December is a funny time for your meeting schedule, your board. But my board is they have the grants now under advisement.
Yeah.
So that is something I'm afraid I can't make any announcements about. But for anybody who applied for this grant program, want to let you know that our board really is taking its time in a good way to really look over the quality and the scope and the breadth of the grant applications. So that's where we're at right now.
It's a nice boost for a lot of great great programs. And so are you pretty excited, though, overall? I've seen the kinds of things people are doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This grant program has helped. I mean, we're really talking about the local level.
Yeah.
And the source of the grants is not the general fund. It comes through video poker and lottery and that type of source. So it's money that is targeted to help small businesses survive and grow. But the grants do it through local government, through local government nonprofits and academic institutions. And they turn around and use the money to help their own, Depot Bay, Sillette's.
Mm-hmm.
These grants do go all over the county, literally.
maybe when these grants are awarded, we can have you back on the program with some of those individuals who've, you know, received the awards and talk about how they're going to put the dollars to work to.
That would be great.
Kind of give a visceral example of what's going on, because
we're
talking over $1 million.
That has been granted out. So the average per year has been over 100,000, and then it's been going for about 10 or 12 years. So it's well over $1 million by now. I think we announced it was over $1 million maybe last year.
Yeah.
So now it would be maybe 1.2 or somewhere up there. So it has been flowing through, and we hope that it will continue. Of course, the amount of available funds varies a bit, but we always get an allotment for Lincoln County, you know, based on a formula.
And I guess maybe just a quick final thought, Carolyn, on looking at that long-range plan and talking about just some things that are coming for marine research. What do you see at the forefront of happening?
Well,
here?
You know, I just wanted to mention that Newport, during their economic opportunity analysis, the city of Newport has now adopted a plan that identifies marine and ocean research and marine science as an economic development opportunity. So there are things actively going on in that arena, such as the Ocean Observing Initiative and the Pacific Marine Energy Test Center, which is a potential for a grid-connected wave energy test center that is a larger one than the current one, and it would be over a longer period of time, and it would be a large project if it came to our coast. So that's just something that is it's in midstream right now. But it is something that's a very active project that Newport is working on.
Did you see much of a buzz about it at the Oregon Business Plan? I mean, were there any breakout groups that focused on?
Honestly, 1 year ago, when NOAA had just completed its first season, year-round season, I was a speaker at the Oregon Business Plan on the, some of the lessons that we're learning on having NOAA, which some of those vessels are undergoing a change of crew.
Mm-hmm.
They do move in and out of these vessels. And so the impact is on a growth trajectory for having jobs that are literally based here in Newport, not based in Seattle, and moved here. So.
Yeah.
We're starting to see those types of jobs here. And so the Oregon Business Plan, because they dealt with the NOAA issue a year ago, they did not deal with it this year.
Well, I'm glad you were there, Carolyn.
Thank you.
And so appreciative of the work that you're doing. You seem to me to just be getting more agile and more agile as you work on these issues. So it's great to see the synergy that's happening. And if folks want to get in touch with you, how do we do that?
Well, I have email at ecdev@orcoast.com,
mm-hmm.
not .org, but .com. Orcoast.com is our thing. ECDEV is sort of like economic development.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, great. Coastbusiness.info is the website. Thanks for listening today.
Thank
we'll
you.
See us next week.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.